Dear colleagues from the Osservatorio Balcani e Caucaso, dear participants of the project Safety Net for European Journalists, dear colleagues from the European Parliament, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for the invitation for this conference and for organizing it. As Vice President of the European Parliament, I had to replace and was very willing to replace President of the European Parliament, Martin Schulz, at the main commemoration of the 70th anniversary of the liberation of Auschwitz yesterday afternoon. And that's why it hasn't been possible for me to get back to Brussels early enough to join, as I had originally planned, this important event. Je suis Charlie, media freedom in the European Union and Southeastern Europe. The topic you are discussing this morning is, of course, highly topical. The terrorist attacks on the magazine Charlie Hebdo have not only been an atrocious crime, but also an attack on the basic principles of free democracies and on citizens' civil liberties. The main question of this seminar is, what stands in the way of media freedom, media pluralism, journalistic safety, and independence of the media? And how do we defend citizens' rights to information in Europe? Starting with the second part of this question, I would answer, especially in a heated situation like now, I'm pleading to keep cool-headed and to defend citizens' rights, to keep defending citizens' rights and also the respect for diversity. Because restricting fundamental rights by tightening mass surveillance would be the wrong reaction. The implementation of Big Brother demands provides or would provide a false sense of security at the expense of civil liberties. And let us not forget, civil liberties also include improving anti-discrimination legislation and the struggle against hate speech and hate crimes on all grounds, be it ethnicity, be it religion, anti-Islamism, anti-Semitism, etc., be it sexual orientation, gender identity, disability, political views, and other things. My answer to the other question of this event, which was what stands in the way of media freedom, in the way of journalistic safety and independence, my answer to this question is very simple and clear. Very often, powerful interests in politics and in the economy do not like and do not want a strong and independent press and media. On the contrary, they will do everything to put the watchdog press in chains, verbally or via economic pressure, which often leads to self-censorship in the media, or even literally. You know, criticism and investigative journalism need to be respected as an essence of democracy. So the question remains, how is it possible, against such strong and influential interests, to promote and to safeguard freedom of expression, media pluralism and freedom of the media in line with the Council of Europe standards, for example? I'm sure that this seminar will develop and discuss some answers, because there are positive examples. And taking the opportunity of this video message, please let me give you three short remarks in which direction I think we have to focus our efforts. One, we have to strengthen media legislation in line with European norms and standards for the independence and effectiveness of the regulatory bodies responsible for broadcasting and enabling the public service broadcasting system to better fulfill its task. Secondly, we have to develop a professional approach, responsibility and respect of ethical rules among journalists. That means strengthening self-regulatory mechanisms of oversight for the media sector and trainings of media professionals, judges and media lawyers. And thirdly, all activities have to be implemented in consultation and cooperation with the relevant public authorities, with media professionals and at the local level. That means legal expertise, expert meetings, workshops, trainings and awareness-raising activities, seminars, roundtables and regional conferences. For sure, also budgeting of independent media is extremely important, and not via advertisements that then also exert pressure on the media. Dear ladies and gentlemen, dear colleagues, I'm sure your important meeting today will help us in our efforts for media freedom and media pluralism all over Europe and also in Southeastern Europe. I wish you lots of fruitful discussions. All the best. Bye-bye.